Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 102, Journey into Narnia, Creating the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Memory 102 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, it's here, guys. My summer vacation, and as of this recording, I'm actually packing up and preparing to leave tomorrow for my week in Florida. And good news, we'll be taking a break from the beach and spending a day at Walt Disney World. Of course, you know what that means. More audio for me to share with you. And based on our preliminary plans, it's probably all going to be in the Magic Kingdom. But that's not so bad since, you know, there's all this new Fantasyland stuff to explore. I'm going to start my recorder from the time we get inside the perimeter and let it just run the entire time until we leave it. This also means a new audio trip report on my return, so keep an ear out for that later. Oh, and hey, if you're going to be in the Magic Kingdom August 3 through 5, we're leaning towards the 4th ourselves, but we're still not sure which day. Send me an email, text, or call the voicemail line, or just keep an eye out for me. I'll have my WDW Memories shirt on. I'd love to meet up with you. And if you can't be there, you know, keep an eye out on Twitter. I may be tweeting at various times throughout the day, and you can kind of keep an eye on what I've been doing. Now let's get through some of the important stuff, our memory for this week. So like usual, our memory was requested by one of our listeners. This is a continuation of Brandon's voicemail request that we heard last time in Memory 101. And sadly, it's going to be one of the last ones I'm going to be able to fulfill for now. Today, we're going to return to the now extinct attraction and catching a show of Journey into Narnia, Creating the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I'm still not sure I fully get this attraction. I grew up reading the Chronicles of Narnia, so when the movies were first coming out, I had huge expectation. Here's the collision of two of my greatest passions, and personally, the movies hit the mark. Well, for me, they did. Tracy might disagree, saying they changed too much. But that's for a whole other podcast. So when the attraction opened and allowed me to experience this, I had high hopes. When the doors open and I get to walk through the wardrobe and standing by the infamous lamppost, that was a great moment for me. Then the White Witch appears and I'm really getting into this. But then they just play the trailer on a big screen and I get lost. This could have been so much greater, and what they're doing now with the new Legend of Captain Jack Sparrow attraction in this same space is just far more impressive, at least from what I'm seeing online. I haven't actually seen it myself. As always, I toss it out to the social media and, well, I got nothing. Sad, but I guess this is either wasn't an attraction that was either seen by many or just wasn't that exciting for folks, and maybe you feel the same way I do. I don't know, but it's still worth revisiting our memory, in my opinion. So today's memory is from spring of 2006. I'm at Disney's Hollywood Studios after a long day at work and have been enjoying myself as usual. It's a warm evening and I'm walking down Mickey Avenue and I've been thinking about trying this attraction for quite a while. The line isn't just too long outside the building, so I get in line and wait for about, 15 minutes or so. We'll join this memory just for a brief moment in the queue, and then we're ushered through the turnstile into the first room as our adventure begins. Today's memory is a combination of binaural and stereo as I start my video recorder before I get my mini disc recorder going, so I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we journey through the wardrobe to a very cold and frozen land of Narnia and come face to face with the White Witch.
There is no eating, drinking, or smoking here on our soundstage, and for the safety of our cast, please refrain from the use of flash photography. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is based on the classic book by C.S. Lewis. The film was directed by Andrew Adamson, the co-director of Shrek and Shrek 2, and stars Tilda Swinton as the White Witch, Jim Broadbent as Professor Kirk, and Liam Neeson as the voice of Aslan. The film tells the story of the Pevensey family, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, who must flee London to escape the German Blitz of World War II. They go to stay with the mysterious Professor Kirk in his country manor house, where Lucy stumbles across an old wardrobe in one of the rooms. What Lucy and her brothers and sister find inside that wardrobe will change their lives forever. And now, here on our soundstage, you can discover for yourself the secret that lies beyond the wardrobe.
The story begins here in the land of Narnia, from the Black Coast all the way to Castle Caer Faradel on the Eastern Ocean. Every icicle you see is Narnia. It is not always this way in our world. Narnia was once a realm of magic, love, and warmth. But that was a long time ago, before this dreadful winter. She is the reason we are made to suffer. Her Imperial Majesty, Jardis, Queen of Narnia, the White Witch. It is she who makes it forever winter, forever cold.
Loyal subjects of Narnia, you've all heard the stories of sons of Adam and daughters of Eve in the wood. And you know what must be done should you ever find a human in my dominion. I ask for so little. And yet there are traitors amongst us. Understand, there are consequences to high treason. Think about whose side you're on. Mine or theirs? Gather the faithful. If it's a war Aslan wants, then it's a war he shall get.
But there is hope.
Take them. in numbers and weapons far greater than our own.
Numbers do not win a battle.
No. But I bet they help.
Kill all.
Brandon, thanks for your quests as always. I wish I could do more of them, and hopefully in the future I will. But in the meantime, keep sending in those requests, and maybe yours too will get featured in an upcoming memory that we can all share. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up those search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that also help support this show. And some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.